Hello?
Hi, Aaron.
Yes, this is Aaron.
This is Matthew Lee from the Center for Citizen Media in Berkeley.
Right.
Would you be okay if we started the interview now?
Sure.
Okay, I have six questions for you, so I'll just start from the top. We may not get through all of them. What's your time frame like tonight?
I've got time.
Okay. All right, well, let's get started then. Could you please tell me more about E Pluribus Media and your focus on citizen journalism as a novel form of news media?
Okay, I don't know what you know about the background of EPM, but we started as an informal group of people who were interested in this so-called White House correspondent named Jeff Gannon of Talon News. Do you know that story?
No, if you wouldn't mind telling it to me, that would be great.
Well, and what it turns out is that he was at the White House amongst the press corps on day pass. Because Talon News couldn't get recognized as an official or legitimate news organization. And he asked a question of George Bush in January of 2005 that was predicated with real slurs on Senators Reid and Clinton. And a lot of people, especially on Daily Kos, but on other blogs as well, liberal blogs, were surprised. They didn't know who he was or what he was doing there. And found it was discovered that he had no journalistic credentials, and people started looking into his background and really exploring him. And a website was established to coordinate that information. It was discovered eventually that he hadn't been in the military, as he claimed, and that until maybe 6 months, maybe it was as much as a year before he started as a journalist, he'd been working as a gay escort, advertising himself online. So this caused quite a ruckus. But what it did for this group of people was got them talking to each other about the research they were doing, the ways they were finding out things about him, and about the fact that the press corps had had this guy in their midst for a year. And nobody had questioned him. Nobody had really looked into him, except one person at the Washington Post had done a little bit. They had a ringer in their midst and didn't even seem to care. And we were concerned with a couple of things we discovered as a group, with research, with fact-checking, and with a general honesty that we were finding lacking in much of the media. And eventually, out of these discussions, we formed media and have been focusing on lots of different stories since.
Thank you. And what was the impetus? Was there a specific impetus other than that for creating a cooperative composed of citizen volunteers versus a cadre of experienced journalists?
Why do you say versus?
Well, just in terms of citizen having a focus on citizen media rather than on
Okay,
mainstream journalism.
but see, what you're making an assumption there that we don't make. You're saying that the professional journalists are more experienced than we are.
But I mean.
And we reject that. A lot of us, I started off with a journalist's career as a copy boy at the New York Times. I've been a daily journalist, I've been an editor of a monthly tabloid. I have been a freelance writer. I have quite a bit of experience, and I don't have as much as some of the others. I suspect that we have as much journalism background as any professional group. So in a way, I really don't like making that distinction experienced, non-experienced.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Barlow. It was more along the lines of credentialed in terms of mainstream media people versus credentialed citizen journalists.
What does credentials have to do with that? I'm credentialed. A lot of the people are.
Well, I understand that. The
Yeah.
question was basically more along the lines of why make a group of citizen journalists and citizen volunteers versus going out and hiring people who work for CNN and things like that and having them put in their views. It's more of a
They're
question I think
not
you
as good as we are.
Okay.
Quite frankly, we do a better job.
Excellent. So along those same lines, how might mainstream journalist independence be compromised, and in what ways are we seeing that today?
Mainstream journalism, though this goes back a long time, has developed into a commercial and, in some professional a career path. And the commercial needs really do impinge upon the news side. I saw this when I was a journalist, and it's one of the reasons I left, and this was 30 years ago. You cannot, for all people said then and say now, keep the business side and the news side separate. And anybody who claims that they are doing that is frankly lying or fooling themselves, one or the other. And you, just by the same token, one cannot be objective. Anybody who claims that they are is, again, fooling themselves. We don't fall into those traps, one, because we're not making money, and two, because we admit what our positions are. Our, you know, we just are not going to pretend to an objectivity that's not humanly possible.
And what are some ways in which citizen journalists can avoid falling into those same traps in terms of avoiding becoming dependent on money and other things like that to influence their views?
Well, what makes us citizen journalists rather than professional journalists is that we've opted out of a commercial journalism career. That's the difference. So we don't. I don't need money from. I make money actually on writing, but not on the journalism I do for EPM. But it's a minuscule amount. I have other sources of income, and that's true for all of us. We're not reliant upon income from journalism.
So your primary commitment then is to telling what you see as being relevant rather than being, I guess, the mouthpiece for a larger organization.
It's not even a question of being a mouthpiece or telling what's relevant. It's a question of passion. We follow the stories, each one of we feel a commitment to and an interest in really learning something about. We're not assigned to the stories. In other words, it's bottom up rather than top down.
Right, right. And along those same lines in terms of the independence issue, what are certain things that citizen journalists and citizen publishers should be aware of in order to maintain their independence?
Well, one is not being drawn into the commercial sphere. This continually happens to alternative media, has happened to alternative media for a long, long time. The development of commercial media in the first place, starting with the penny presses in the 1840s, was really a co-opting of a political and in part amateur newspaper business into a commercial media at that time. This process has been happening ever since.
Okay, thank you. And then one last question. JD actually wrote this one. Polls show that the public trusts bloggers more than traditional media outlets, and I assume that by bloggers you also mean citizen journalists. Could it be perceived, could it be that the perceived independence of bloggers is a large reason behind that?
Oh, I think that's complicated, and that again goes back a long time. If you look at the press of the early years of the Republic, you'll see a press that was at times flying off the handle, at times, you know, ranting, at times extremely judicious. I don't know if you've ever read the variety of newspaper writings produced by Alexander Hamilton. He could be mean, nasty, and yet he could write the Federalist Papers.
Right.
You could trust somebody who you see when you see their range of emotions more than somebody who hides their emotions. And the mainstream media tries to hide its emotions and its responses. And then it criticizes itself when its members, it criticizes its members when they do show emotion. You know, people like Dan Rather, when I don't remember what it was for, he was teary one time. He got criticized in the press primarily for that. The media has to have decided that emotion is a bad thing,
mm-hmm.
where people know, for the most part, that we all have emotions, and that we all go over the edge at times. We all have fits at times,
mm-hmm.
and at other times we're perfectly rational.
So it's kind of a question of having a more human and a more natural way of conducting business rather than a fake, put-on sort of way of doing so.
Yes.
Okay. Those are actually all my questions, Mr. Barlow. Thank you for participating in the interview.
What are you planning on using this interview for, or these interviews?
These are supposed to go into a module on the Center for Citizen Media website. It's funded by the Knight Foundation. What we're doing is we're putting together one module for each of five traits that are supposed to be very, I guess, very good for citizen journalists to have. So it's and it's part of an initiative to raise awareness about citizen journalism.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which is such a diffuse field that it's
right,
pretty hard to...
It's pretty widespread.
Yeah.
It's not really... It's not easy. Certainly.
Well, good luck to you all. I know some of the things that the Knight Foundation has done in the past. I know Jay Rosen was involved in the 90s with their journalism project.
Right. I'm actually interviewing him tomorrow.
I know that... he's a very interesting man.
That's what I've heard.
And the attempts to move journalism into a more positive direction are important, but mostly have failed, as the civic journalism one did. Not because the idea is bad, but because it was resisted by people within the journalist community.
If you don't mind my asking, why was it that it was resisted? I mean, it seems that it's so basic and it makes so much sense. Is a community really steeped in traditional ideas?
Oh, there's a guy named Philip Meyer. Do you know who he is?
No, I haven't read anything about him.
He's a journalism professor, and I can't remember the title offhand of his most recent book, but it's Meyer without an S.
Mm-hmm.
Came out in 2004, and he has a beautiful long paragraph describing the reactions. But part of the problem for them was that a lot of the night people felt that it was being imposed on them from the top down.
Huh.
A guy named Buzz Merritt and Jay Rosen were really instrumental in putting it together.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't get a good reception at all.
Huh.
There are a lot of other reasons as well.
Oh, okay.
But it's a great idea.
No, I agree. I think the introduction of the internet and a lot of the benefits that it brings are really the correct medium for it. I think it's a medium
mm-hmm.
that I think the field has probably been waiting for without knowing it for a while.
Yeah, and that's why Rose is now trying his new project. I don't know if that'll work or not, but it's worth a shot.
Is that PressThink?
No, what's he call it? New Assignment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll look into that.
It's interesting. He's trying to meld citizen journalism with professional journalism, which, frankly, I don't think will work, but I think it's worth trying.
Okay.
You know, he might prove me wrong.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you again, Mr. Barlow. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good night.
Okay, good luck to you, and I hope your project goes well.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.